It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a game day at KeyBank Center, and it's Buffalo versus Ottawa, third meeting of the year. They're going to play again one more time next week in Canada's capital. Of course, it is the first meeting post-trade at the deadline that sent Dylan Cousins to the Sens. Jacob Bernard Docker is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. Josh Norris is unavailable tonight as he continues to work his way back from an injury that preceded the dealing to the Sabres. Marty Baron is covering up his locks. Is this like?
I don't have to.
Here we go. This is the best radio of all time.
Yeah, okay, so if you're watching NMS, yeah, just remove my hat, my Buffalo Junior Sabres hat, oh, which, by the way, are in game two of their OJHL second round at Harbour Center, Lecom Harbour Center tonight. Free admission. If you're coming to the Sabres game, come to the Sabres game. But if you want to come downtown and catch some hockey, free admission at Lecom Harbour Center for that.
I think. That was a double promo.
Bald for bucks here. And I am going to let you all in on a little secret. I've got a 1:30, 1:45 appointment at my barber today because we're going to do something special for my entrance.
We begged for a mohawk a while back. Are we trending towards that?
I don't know that I can pull it off, but we'll see. I know. Anyway.
At Sabres Live on X, if you want Marty to appear tonight, heading into Bald for Bucks with a mohawk.
Hit me up. Let's see. Donate as you do, too. Like, that's the reason. You got
to
donate.
Can we attach the link on the post is what I mean to
say.
Oh,
yeah, we can do anything we want.
I mean,
that's Sabres Live here.
You and Dan, stars of the show, stars one and two.
Jeff went to school for that, so let's keep doing it.
Who will be the first star tonight?
Dan is in the pregame.
Okay.
And I'm just going to suggest that there could be a robbery appearance.
Oh, there will be.
And he may be handling some clippers.
Yeah.
So this could be dangerous.
He's not brave enough to cut his hair.
Well,
incredibly.
No, but that's okay. And Dan will go in the first in the intermission. I will go in the first intermission. Sorry. Dan will go in the pregame. I go in the first intermission. I'm just excited.
Didn't you used to go in the second?
No. Always first intermission.
I thought Dan was always first intermission.
No, because Dan does, or maybe we changed, because Dan does pregame, so he has to do the call.
But only because we were up in the 100 level last year, which we are again tonight. I feel like when it But maybe I'm way wrong.
I think it was also Dan started doing it while RJ was still calling games. So I think that what we did one time was Dan in the first intermission, me in the second.
Okay.
But he
I'm not completely out to lunch.
No,
James Reimer expected to start for the Sabres tonight with Anton Forsberg expecting to go for Ottawa. Ooh. Now, this is interesting, I think.
They don't even have back-to-back. They play Thursday in
Detroit. No, but both have lost to the Sabres this year.
Yeah.
And yet, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen is 2-0 against the Sens with a .5 goals against and .986 save percentage. But before you question the decision to not use Luukkonen, James Reimer is 17-6-4 lifetime against the Senators and clearly was the talking point after the final game of the road trip.
Now, Lindy Ruff said we have a plan, we have a schedule, and that's why James Reimer played last week in Utah and then came back to play in Winnipeg, played an unbelievable game. I'm going to say I don't think that the schedule probably was extended until this week. They decided to revisit what this week was going to be like. Mm-hmm. And you got to put James Reimer back in with the performance that he put together in Winnipeg. And let's go. Like, this is the type of game, if you're the Sabres, you're looking at Ottawa, they're in the playoff spot, you try to maybe make it harder for them to make the playoffs. That's the type of games you play for late in the season when you're not going to make the playoffs. But for James Reimer, it's about, I'm looking for a job next year. I'm looking for an opportunity to prove that I still belong in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the way he's played with the Buffalo Sabres, like, I would say he's got a point. He's played really well for the Sabres. And now, after the great performance in Winnipeg, is going to return to the crease tonight. Jordan Greenway is not going to be part of the action tonight. He blocked a shot in Winnipeg, but that's not what is ailing him. Lindy Ruff said it is something unrelated to the block shot. So no Greenway and Lafferty. He's got a bit of a groin, I think. It's he skated, and hopefully he'll be back soon.
Right. And by the way, Gabe Vilardi was injured in the game against Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Even though he took a puck up to the side of the head,
ear,
they said
that
was not the upper body injury that is going to keep him sidelined right now. So they lose him. Alex Iafallo is going to move up in his spot as the Jets are taking on the Washington Capitals tonight.
Best in two the teams battle in the league.
Unbelievable. So, it's...
And then with a win, the Jets could tie Washington.
Right.
If not, Washington takes a four-point swing.
What were the odds at the start of the year for those two to be neck and neck for the President's Trophy?
I mean, if you put a dollar on it, you'd probably have more than a dollar now, but that's, you'd probably be in the thousand, to be honest with you. The fact that you would say those two teams were going to finish first and second, for those that bet on the ponies, that's
another RJ reference.
You put them
here
in a box there, two in a box, and whatever the way they finish.
Yes. Win, place, or show.
Well, that's win and place, but you can kind of swap him. And anyway, you can...
Speaking of dollars...
Not a trifecta. Trifecta is three.
Speaking of dollars, we are encouraging you to donate. It is our Bald for Bucks night here at the arena. Sabres teaming up, as they always do, with Bald for Bucks. Beneficiary, of course, Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Donate $50 or more and receive a Bald for Bucks t-shirt. You can learn more about it at sabres.com/baldforbucks. Jacob Bernard Docker is with us in anticipation of his first game against his former team in Ottawa. Welcome. Great to see you here. Yeah,
thank you. You too.
It's what kind of emotions, I guess, right now going into this one tonight, which is also your first Sabres home game?
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely feel a little weird seeing those guys on the other side of the ice, but I'm excited. I think, maybe the media likes to make a little bit more out of it than it really is, but it'll be a lot of fun playing against those guys.
I know that's a big money on the board type game, the first time you play a former team or you're back in your hometown or all of that. Don't get bullied into putting more than you feel comfortable with, because you want to be able to play free of worries. So I'm just telling you, I got bullied a couple of times, and then I'm in net, and I'm like, That's going to cost me a lot of money if we win this game. But anyway, like, is this still part of a fun tradition around the locker room, the money on the board type thing?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, anytime you play your former team or you get traded, whatever it is, you know, you want to win, you know, against your former team, obviously. So, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
You got your first couple of points out of the way in the last game.
Yeah.
So how did the trip go for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've only played two games at this point, so just looking to build on those two games, and you know, I'm not going to be putting up 2 points every game. That's definitely not my you know, my role, but I'm just looking to forward to being you know, trying to be solid back there and moving pucks and being hard to play against.
So we saw you joining the rush, like that nice assist to Darlene. You're joining the rush, and then you're like, "Ooh, I'm going to curl back." Is that something that's part of your game, like the skating and the getting up on the ice, or are you more on the defensive side and trying to stay steady that way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to see me like roaming the offensive zone that much, but you know, I'm definitely not afraid to jump up in the rush. I think I have the skating ability to do that when the time calls for it. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously playing with Dolls or you know, Owen Power and.
Did you have a good relationship with Claude Giroux, by the way?
G-Money, keep going.
He just took some pictures, so you may want to check Instagram or something. Yeah,
I didn't even see him there. That's hilarious.
I got to play with Claude in Philly. So his first NHL road trip, I tried to take care of him.
That's awesome.
I don't know that I did a good job, but that's okay. I tried my best.
Did you actually have, though, some now, like, looking back at your start with Ottawa, were there some relationships that even in this short period of time you go, I'm really lucky to have had that person kind of around me when I started?
100%. I think so many of those guys I grew up with, like, from the time I got to, you know, to Belleville the first 2 years, and then Ottawa the kind of last two, got really close with some of those guys, and you know, lived with, you know, Ridley Gregg, Jake Sanderson, and so I just had a lot of really good memories, and I think I definitely learned a lot from my time there.
So, I mean, now you're coming over here, and you talk about like Owen Power, Rasmus Dahlin. What's that like? Because I mean, Ottawa. Thomas Chabot, Jake Sanderson, they still have some really good players, but I think Dahlin is so unique. So when you have the puck and you look and you see 26 with a stick up in the air calling for it, do your eyes kind of come really big like a cartoon and say, I better put it in a sweet spot?
Yeah, I was watching my clips from the first game and I looked him off one time in the slot and then got the shot blocked, so I figured I better not do that again. And
He's not the type of guy that's going to go up say, hey, kid, I'm open.
No, but obviously, like a player like that, like you want to get the puck into his hands, like in the O zone. Like, you know, I think I have the ability to contribute to offensively, but like, you know, I obviously want to put the puck in his hands, let him do his thing, and kind of just be a safety net.
Hockey family, did you know this?
No. Oh, yeah. Well,
your siblings are also very active in the game right now. Do tell.
Yeah, so my sister's out at Mount Allison, New Brunswick, and then my brother plays at Bentley in Boston. So
nice.
So they have a big game coming up, right?
Yeah, they
play. Because my kid plays at Army. So, and Connor Hasley, their goalie at Bentley, is a Buffalo kid. So,
okay.
So I've kind of kept up. So now they drew BC, right, in the first round?
Yeah, they got BC,
That's going to be a tough matchup.
Sure.
They got the goalie to do it. Like, if he stand on his head, it could be a different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like you look at the basketball tournament, like, you know, usually those 16 seeds are always winning, but I think hockey's so different, just anything can happen in one game, so, you know, hopefully they play well and pull it out.
So, the plane trip, so, I mean, you're new on the team, is it hard to find a seat or, you know, take part of the card game or finding where you fit on the team, because that was a longer trip back, like you went out west with the team, so some plane time, so what was that like for you, and what did you do, where did you find your spot with the team on the plane?
Yeah, the guys were pretty good at just kind of showing me and Josh, you know, what seats were open, so we're kind of near the back, and I'm not a much of a card player on the plane, so I usually just relax and watch a show or read or, you know, just shoot it with some of the guys. So
one of the few hockey players that reads. Not a lot of them do. So,
What are you reading?
Right now I'm reading, it's called, I think it's called 101 Essays That'll Change the Way You Think or something like that.
Okay.
So I like to read those kind of books, just the mental side. And obviously in hockey, like maybe as a fan you don't see it as much, but there's so much that goes into just being like mentally ready and mentally sharp through an 82-game season. So I like to kind of just read and try and pick up on a few things.
101 essays that, okay.
It kind of scares me, the word essays. Like, yeah, I was not the greatest student in the world. So, but yeah, and nor am I the most avid reader. But what series are you watching, if anything?
Right now I'm actually watching, it's called Yellow Jackets. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cheesy, I'm not going to lie. It's about a team of high school soccer girls that get in a plane crash and just have to deal with the wilderness and stuff. But
oh, yes, I did see the trailer for that.
Yeah, so the third season's not as good as the first two so far. So
I've watched my fair share of cheesy TV shows. So
and recycled
okay.
much of that
and
content on the air.
Recycled a lot of it, yes. I always bring up movies to Duffer, and he's like, I'm not a movie guy, but I always...
Well, it's just I don't retain them the way you do. That's the thing, yeah. Now, I'm fascinated. You're from Canmore, Alberta, by the way, if people didn't know, but this market's pretty good for seeing a lot of what airs on Hockey Night in Canada. It was the hometown, right, for this year's Hockey Day in Canada?
Yeah.
And... for those that don't know, like, how would you describe, I can't say Canmore without saying one of the most beautiful places in the world.
I think that's the perfect way to put it. I mean, it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
Growing up in the mountains, always doing a lot of biking, hiking, and, you know, kind of using the mountains to your advantage and just having fun. And it was an unreal place to grow up. And hockey's definitely getting bigger there, I think. So it's cool to see.
Did you ski as a kid?
Yep, downhill ski, yeah.
There wasn't a lot of skiing in Ottawa. We got some good, you go down to Ellicottville here, you go an hour south, and you get some good skiing. Don't do it in season.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's something that you want to do. But so ski or snowboard, this or that, ski or snowboard, which one do you prefer?
I was a skier. Yeah, I never snowboarded. My dad and brother did, so.
I see, when I grew up skiing, the snowboarders just started to come, and it was... Like, you hated them because they would mess up the, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's more the other way now. There's probably more snowboarders than skiers, but I'm a skier as well. Duffer, did you snowboard? Or?
Well, I went to college in Calgary. And
oh, really?
So Canmore is just, for those that don't know, just west of Calgary. Did not ski at all until within the last couple of years, finally tried it for the first time. And I love it. Now I'm... Mildly filled with regret for not doing so in the Rocky Mountains, but there's still time to do just that. So how did the three of you, like your brother and sister, become so entrenched in the hockey world, and what was your path kind of together? Because you're not really that far apart in age.
Yeah, I mean, my dad used to build us backyard rinks. I think that's what really started it. You know, me and my brother Seth used to always, you know, put Island in net and shoot on her. And she didn't even end up being a goalie, I think, because she hated it so much and we would shoot on her. So, but I think that's just how it all started. And then played minor hockey in Canmore and then kind of started going a little bit farther towards Calgary as I grew up. And some of the, you know, midget and bantam teams kind of got farther and farther away.
Did you play with any other guys that have made it to the NHL, like you?
Like in minor hockey?
Yeah, and when you got it to a little higher level in Calgary area and stuff like that.
Yeah. Spring teams, I guess, probably mainly.
Okay.
Ty Smith played on a bunch of spring teams with him.
Those are the super teams, right? The spring teams.
But remember when Vegas had Aiden Hill and Logan Thompson, and they had played together in Calgary as kids? It was like, come on, what are the chances?
So. No, what are the odds, Duffer?
Yes.
What are the odds? Okay, quickly, you are probably best to give us a little knowledge into the Sens game right now, their systems. how do you attack them? How do you defend against them? How long have you spent with Lindy Ruff trying to break that down? Like, your scouting report has to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know a lot about, I guess, the individual players, right? I think, honestly, a lot of the league now is just, it's a lot of the same systematical stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just who can execute better on a nightly basis. And
I like that you said that, because Mitch Marner was on TSN yesterday talking about Scott Laughton, and he said, well, you know, he's got to learn the system. It's pretty hard to learn the systems when you're... I'm like, the systems are the same pretty much everywhere. there's not a lot of changes. You know, even for you, like, did you feel like there was a big change when you came here, or the systems were similar?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. There's definitely a few differences. Like, you know, maybe there's a tweak in the D zone where instead of the D man releasing, it's the center or whatever it is, and a slightly different neutral zone forecheck, stuff like that. But I think it's stuff as a player that, like, at this level, you catch on to pretty quick for the most part.
And if you don't, well,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Jacob, thank you for all the time today, and have a great one tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Jacob Bernard-Docker was taken 25 picks after Rasmus Dahlin in round one of 2018. And the Sabres are partnering with the Rasmus Dahlin Foundation and Gigi's Playhouse to raise funds and awareness for Down syndrome research. Wearing mismatched socks is a significant way of showing support for those with Down syndrome. So you can get in on the action and support this great cause by purchasing a pair of mismatched socks at sabres.com/socks. And with a $20 donation, you'll receive a pair of socks and a Sabres player trading card. Now, if you're going to the game tonight, you'll also have the opportunity to purchase the socks in person at the 100 level near the 1970 Club. And 1 in 10 purchases will include a Dahlin autographed puck as an additional gift. So the only downside for me with the socks is they're not, like, super thermal.
They're not, but they're pretty comfortable.
That will also appeal to the masses who really don't need that many layers at any given time.
I like the trim, the yellow trim on the top of the blue and gold,
yeah,
and the black trim on
it's
the
awesome.
Red ones.
And I will say this, I was watching the Utah broadcast last night. They had a wonderful feature as well. And there's just been, because we had World Down Syndrome Day just Friday or Saturday night, I want to say. So if you're watching a lot of sports coverage, just the opportunity to really make more people aware on the date and at this time of year, it's this is a really cool way. And, I mean, you search this on social, like, so many people get involved with the mismatched socks, and I love it. It's incredibly heartwarming, and just glad to be able to play foot models for the first time.
I didn't realize that my kids, when they were, like, young and they were wearing mismatched socks, that's what they were intending to do, is support you know, Down Syndrome Day. But this is a great initiative. You know, I've be wearing them tonight when I show up, so it'll be Bald for Bucks night. I'll be wearing the mismatched socks, and it will be good. And I actually put my hood up because I was getting cold not having my hat on earlier. So, yes.
It's like you're taunting me to do the same thing.
I can actually hear really well through the,
really?
The headset.
I think that's probably why I can't do that, because, as you know, my hearing has dropped off significantly over the course of time working with you. I didn't say that. Sorry.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I know you didn't say that. That's why I knew where you were going. I tried to get in there. What is goaltender interference?
Well, Marty, I'm glad you asked. Because for the first time in my life, I think, and all apologies to those involved, we get it, nothing is perfect.
Yes.
But for the first time in my life, I believe I agree with Patrick Waugh on everything he said after the Islanders Columbus game last night, where it looked like New York shockingly had taken the lead with 9 seconds to go in regulation, which would have negated another at least 1 point for Columbus.
Yep.
As they kind of stumble down the stretch here in their pursuit of a wild card spot. Now, both teams desperately needed the win. This particular play that you're watching on MSG and undoubtedly saw last night was ruled goaltender interference by Palmieri on Merzlikins, and the call on the ice stood as goaltender interference. The Islanders and Patrick Waugh and company were in disbelief, and wouldn't you know it, somehow the Jackets prevailed in a shootout.
Adam Fantilli, wow, what a move to the backhand on Ilya Sorokin.
Who had been sensational in the third period, Sorokin.
Yes, Sorokin was great. Fantilli's been fantastic. But, okay, let's set the table for all of you if you did not watch the game or did not catch a highlight. It's a Islanders 2-0 lead. It looks like Columbus not going anywhere. Second period, Columbus scores a couple of goals. Late in the second, Anders Lee gets a deflection on the puck, but clearly makes contact with Elvis Merzlikins. As Merzlikins is standing just at the edge of his crease. Like, is he toes in the white, heels in the blue, and he reaches forward with his glove hand to get the puck. Anders Lee makes contact with Merzlikins, but it's outside of the crease. But still, like, it's goalie interference. It's affecting the goalie's position. It gets called a good goal. So Columbus challenges, and then they get it wrong. So they go shorthanded, which they ended up killing, which was fine. But New York got the benefit of a bad call, I thought, at the end of the second, and then got the worst benefit, at the end of the third. Now, the optics are is that, well, maybe the league felt like, oh, we messed up the first call. That would be a makeup call late in the game. That's not how it works, but that's really how it's looking because it was such a clear, good goal at the end of the third period that should have given a regulation win to the Islanders. Instead, Islanders gets a point for a shootout loss, and Columbus wins it in a shootout.
Right, and when you look at the Eastern Conference standings, Detroit won last night, so all of a sudden, well, we painted the picture yesterday of Detroit and Columbus, even though they have really staggered the last 10 to 11 games, both of them narrowed that window between wild card 2, and there's 5 teams within 3 points right now.
3.
This is incredible.
And Montreal is playing at St. Louis tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, this is incredible how 2 teams in the wild card race in each conferences are playing against each other. Mm-hmm. Massive 2 and maybe 3 point game going on in that one.
So, and the Rangers, who the Islanders are 1 point back, are they going to be the fourth to win in regulation
in LA?
In LA?
Yeah,
like, I mean, the Kings have a 14 game home point streak on the line tonight as they welcome in the Rangers.
So tonight, you have Ottawa and Buffalo. That has playoff implications, obviously, for the Ottawa Senators. Seattle is at Calgary. Well, the Calgary Flames need to keep up with the race. Detroit and Colorado. Detroit won last night. They go back to back, Utah and Colorado. Montreal, St. Louis, the Rangers at LA. And that's it. That's really what it is. There's a lot of games that have playoff implication. We're not even in April, and it's fun that you have to scoreboard watch all the games to see what's going on.
Yes, and ultimately 10 games in total. As far as Sabre news is concerned, heading into this game tonight, Isaac Rosén has been called up. Brett Murray's been reassigned to Rochester. We're not expecting, obviously, to see Josh Norris, Sam Lafferty, Jordan Greenway, and that will impact the forward lines as they match up against the Senators, Dylan Cousins, and we're expecting Anton Forsberg, obviously, against James Reimer. Anything else to add there before
we mention Yuri Kulik?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay,
no.
So Yuri Kulik, it was said that he is an option for tonight. Obviously, skated this morning skate, going to talk to the doctors and everything, but Lindy Ruff said he's an option. Obviously, if he's good to go, the Sabres don't need to recall anybody. Mm-hmm. But if Kulik can't go, either you're going 11-7 with Bryson in, or you recall a forward from Rochester again, but they just sent Murray down. So
right.
I would anticipate Yuri Kulik is going to go because we haven't seen the player movement between Rochester and Buffalo that would warrant him not being in the lineup.
Sabres won 3 of 5. Ottawa's 8-2-1 in the last 11. More on this game tonight. It's Bald for Bucks night here at KeyBank Center. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done.
out word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yeah, I thought potentially I was going to, you know, maybe get out there, but just something that I was dealing with for a little bit throughout the year and kind of re-aggravated it, so just being smart about it.
Josh Norris, former Senator, now Sabre, unfortunately remains sidelined due to injury, won't play against Ottawa tonight.
Still has to put money on the board. It doesn't matter if you're not in the game, you have to put money on the board. That's, I would bully somebody for that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't, like, encourage.
Who started bullying, this?
Money, I don't know who started the money on the board thing, but I it's a good tradition. It has to keep going. It used to be like $50. Now I think if you put $500, you're cheapo on the board. That's the way it goes. But, okay, Josh Norris, obviously not going to play tonight. Hopefully, soon, we get to see him because I feel like we need to see where Josh Norris fits and how that works.
Breaking news.
What is it?
Former senator and one of my all-time current favorite defensemen.
I was going to say didn't talk about him.
Jacob Chychrun, 8-year. And by the way, I predicted today. This. Well, I didn't see it because I was too busy modeling socks.
I should have told you.
Looking at your hoodie and your Bald for Bucks buildup. Jacob Chychrun, 8 years, $72 million with the Capitals.
Yes.
Good for Jacob. And what about that number?
$72 million?
No, like nine million? A year.
It's a lot, but Jacob Chychrun is worth it. He's had a fantastic year, and he's bounced around like Arizona,
Ottawa.
What does
it mean for Bo Byram?
Bo is going to be, I think Bo's going to be between 7 and 8.
Right, because he doesn't have as many numbers posted
as Chychrun.
Like he just crested over 30 points for the first, he just set a career high just over 30
Chychrun
points.
Chychrun was going to be UFA in the summer.
Chychrun's been such a good goal scorer among defensemen, which is, I don't want to say unusual, obviously, but it does put him in a little bit different category among offensive point-producing defensemen.
Okay, let's talk about the Washington Capitals and their defense, because Jacob Chychrun is a big part of the success in Washington this year. But their defense has been so incredibly healthy. Mm-hmm. They have now played 57 straight games with the same six on defense.
But now, maybe not tonight.
Maybe not tonight. Chychrun got a cut. The other day, and he may not play tonight, so they signed this deal. But here's the other thing. John Carlson, Jacob Chychrun, Matthew Roy, right? Ferravari, Sandin, and Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Mm-hmm. Van Riemsdyk has 19 points this year. He's going to get a point this season. Mm-hmm. All six of those defensemen will be 20 or more points this season. Mm-hmm. We talk about getting 40 points out of Darlene, Power, Byram, and that's pretty rare. Imagine having 20 or more points from all six of your defensemen.
Well, what do you think it means? It means they're tied with Colorado for most points by defensemen. And when you're talking about...
And your team is scoring a lot.
Yeah, but when you're talking about Cale Makar has half of that...
Yeah. Different way.
A different way. And 182 points for the Avs, 182 points for the Capitals from their blue line, Tampa at 171, Columbus, because of the standout season of Zach Werenski at 166, Edmonton 164, and Buffalo 163. We have talked about this all year long, the Sabres' position in this category. It's not a guarantee for success, obviously.
Nope.
It simply helps when you have so much else in the way of depth and consistency, and that's what the Capitals have had from the outset this year.
it has been incredible, and it has made this great chase for Alex Ovechkin more fun. Mm-hmm. Ovechkin, obviously, six back, seven to pass Wayne Gretzky, and we're going to see Alex Ovechkin here next week on Sunday.
Here, in Washington.
Well, we're going to see him on MSG here on this channel or on WGR, but it will be in Washington. So he's not going to get to, you know, seven goals between now and then. Who knows?
What do you mean?
He gets a couple of hat tricks, and all of a sudden he's a goal away and plays the Buffalo Sabres. It could happen, but I just don't think that I would put money on it, but I would still put money on it that it will happen before the end of the season.
Producer Jeff, please tell me you just recorded that snippet that it won't happen.
Before the game in Buffalo plays in Washington.
On Sunday.
On Sunday. Yes. It won't happen then, but it will happen after that. I'm still thinking the Pittsburgh Penguins' last game of the season in Pittsburgh, that would be the stage for Ovechkin to score against Sid.
Who would ever wait that long? Come on.
Well, I will wait that long. I'll watch every single game. I'll be good. Also, last night.
Just to reiterate.
Go ahead.
They're starting a trip tonight.
Yes.
They're in Winnipeg and Minnesota. Sorry, I thought they had one more game before the... Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah, they have two, and then us.
He is unlikely to do what Wayne Gretzky did in pursuit of 50 goals in 50 games when Wayne got 9 in the last two games to end up with 50 and 39.
A 4-goal game and a 5-goal game.
I'm not anticipating that from Ovechkin, but I would not put it against him.
Yeah, and how did Wayne do the 50 goals in 39 games? What was the 50th goal?
Empty netter.
Empty netter. And everybody's saying, no, it can't be an empty netter. I don't care. I just want to see all goals count. And I just want to see Ovechkin break that record.
That's what the Islanders are saying. They want to see all goals count.
Yes, last night that did not count. Also, last night there was a lot of things happening. So,
two shootouts, by the way, so this is why I'm, once again, super happy.
Well, there was a shootout in the New Jersey-Vancouver game, and it wasn't unexpected to see Jacob Markstrom start for the New Jersey Devils. Jake Allen has done good, but Markstrom is their guy. And the Devils, they've not been great since losing Jack Hughes, but they're hanging in there. They're staying afloat. But it was a total surprise to see Thatcher Demko start with the Vancouver Canucks. Now, he last played on February 8th. He's dealt with minor lower body injury, not minor, they're major injuries that happened last year in the playoffs all throughout the summer, missed the first 2 months of the year. Big, big story in Vancouver. He has one team practice on Sunday. He gets activated off IR and played last night. Like, I was so surprised to see him play. He looked good. I think there was some moments where he looked a little tentative, and the Canucks were almost out of a playoff chase, right? They pull their goalie. They get a goal from Duffer. You're going to love this. Jake DeBrus scored the goal. Oh, no, wait. Pew Suter scored the goal. 2 hours later, it's Connor Garland.
Are you serious?
But I knew right away it was Connor Garland. Why? Because I was watching.
Well, because you're mildly obsessed.
I went, yes. Because they're calling it Jake DeBrus' goal. And Pew Suter's like, yeah, I got it. And he's leading the way. And then I looked at the replay from the overhead. And yes, Pew Suter got the puck to go towards the net. Uh-huh. But it went off the toe of Connor Garland's skate and into the net. So it's Connor Garland's goal. But yes, it was so funny that it took about 2 hours for the league to change it on the game sheet.
Okay, so because of that game last night, I was thinking back to our date night in Henderson, Nevada.
Paul Cotter.
Now, don't rewrite the ending.
I don't want to ruin it.
Do you know what year it was that we were there? Because 2020, probably, right? Or was it 2021, 22?
After the pandemic.
Okay, but we were still wearing masks in the crowd that night.
Yes.
Okay. So, incredibly, on our date night in early 2022, in Henderson, Nevada, we were watching Logan Thompson and Paul Cotter in the American Hockey League, and they were the two players that stood out to us the most. Thompson now has a ridiculous record, the fewest regulation losses among any starting netminder, and has a long-term extension with the Capitals. And Paul Cotter led off the shootout for the Devils against Vancouver last night, and his first year with the Devils, which has probably been more than anybody could have imagined. Isn't it crazy how you can't know or project in a moment, but you're sitting there going, wow, these two guys look pretty darn good.
They did look pretty darn good. Here's the issue when it comes to Paul Cotter yesterday is that he had a wide open net in overtime. He's a lefty shot. He got the pass. He looked, and Thatcher Demko came with the split. A really nice save, and that held New Jersey off from winning in overtime, and it allowed Vancouver to get 2 points. And now when you look at the standings in the Western Conference, oh, let's look at this. Vancouver is 3 points back of the St. Louis Blues, one game in hand. Calgary is 4 points back of the Blues, three games in hand. Calgary is in action tonight, hosting Seattle. Mm-hmm. There's so much happening. Utah is done, by the way. They looked awful last night against Detroit. I'm not putting any thought on Utah Hockey Club anymore.
Well, they scored first, but after that, I mean, honestly, maybe the worst goal in NHL history. Austin Watson. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I just remember.
He was way out. It hit his stick. It went probably 25 to 35 feet in the air and looped over everyone, including the netminder. Nobody had any clue. And then it just dropped into the net.
Yeah, that was
and
Alex
Matt McConnell, Lyon, the play-by-play, goes, because the analysts were actually talking during it.
Yeah.
And he was like,
goal.
And it went in. And it like came out of nowhere. I was like, oh my gosh, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, Peter Mrazek got hurt in the first minute. It was Dylan Gunter drove the net hard. Mm-hmm. And so there was a right leg that twisted. He took a knee to the head. He got removed. Alex Lyon went in and played really well. But so that was an injury last night. And then there was almost a bad injury in Dallas. Mikko Rantanen took a puck to the face. Mm. It was a deflected point shot. He never saw it. It took hit him right in the jaw. And it wasn't like, oh, it hit the visor, then the jaw, or it hit the shoulder, then the jaw. It was bang, straight on the jaw. He went down. Came back with the, basically, not the Patty LaFontaine, like jaw
same
protector.
Same one as Marchenko's wearing?
Marchenko, yeah, the clear, like, bottom of a full bubble. Mm-hmm. And came back and played, and as you mentioned, assisted on the empty net goal. But I was very worried for Mikko Rantanen when that puck hit him in the face.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes, and Marchenko, ironically, it was against Dallas when he got hit on the bench with puck, and the Stars have been plagued by, like, Mason Marchman is been dramatically impacted by taking that puck to the face, it seems like months ago now. Marchenko's first game, he missed the game here as the slew of injuries started piling up for Columbus. And amidst their really tough 10-game stretch, for the first time, Marchenko went quiet.
Yep.
And I think sometimes we make a big deal about it, and then we forget what it's like to try to continue to play through it. And this is no coincidence, obviously. Like, it's just not the same. And Marchenko finally scored last night, and it was a huge goal, which gave them the opportunity to ultimately win in the shootout. So if anything beyond the victory can come from last night, it was Monahan returning and Marchenko scoring.
Boone Jenner and scoring,
I too? Saw the most unbelievable. Who's on the line with Monahan and Marchenko? Is it Voronkov? Can you look that
up
real quick?
But let me just look.
So
quickly.
Because Monahan's been out for so long.
Yeah, it is Voronkov, yes.
They had a graphic on the Columbus broadcast last night. Even strength, goals per 60.
Yep.
That line is number one in the NHL ahead of McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman.
Ooh.
And they were almost at six goals per 60, like 5.75, and they've only been on for like 1.3 against. It is absolutely incredible what that trio done, and maybe now with Monahan back in the mix, it can really spur them.
Look, do I think Columbus is going to make it? No, I think they've fallen a little far, but they're only 2 points back of Montreal. Montreal has a game in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think Montreal, for me, when you talk about top line,
yep,
Caulfield, Suzuki, Slafkovsky,
right,
they're about as good as any top line right now. Mm-hmm. And they may get Caden Gooley back on the back end. So it will be interesting. But good on Columbus for coming back after those two controversial goal calls in the game.
So real quick then, for the audience that may have tuned in a little late here on Sabres Live, from a Buffalo standpoint, if Yuri Kulik comes back in the mix tonight, How are you looking at the lines? Is it possible that we could see Kulik back in the middle with even Isak Rosén potentially on his right side?
So I think that would be the fit. So last game in Winnipeg, the Sabres went Benson, Thompson, Tuck, and they went Paterka, McLeod, Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you change that. Look, you just won a big game in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And is it because James Reimer played well? Yeah, but you still produce.
Yeah.
You still scored. So I would not change those two lines. So if that kind of process of elimination tells me that Zucker, Kulik, and Rosén would be together, mm-hmm. and that Kozak would be with Krebs and Malenstein.
Yep.
So that is what makes sense to me. Now, I could also see moving Kulik to the wing and maybe Kozak in the middle, and Rosén would play with Krebs and Malenstein. Like, mm-hmm. there could be but I don't think the top six changes, and I think you get Kulik, Rosén, and Zucker playing together on a third line.
Beautiful. Quick timeout here on Sabres Live. Back to wrap right after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I mean, we're proud of what we deliver on air, but it's often the off-air moments around Sabres Live that, you know, especially when Shayna is, like, warming up or coming down from her segment with us. Like,
There's a lot of colorful language there.
There's a lot.
We've had Foligno sighting all
multiple,
season long.
Yes. And,
but we just had the great Linus Allmark kind of stop by, obviously not going to start tonight. Mm-hmm. He probably was doing extra, you know, taking his time. And then he come on, walked right to the table, said hello.
Yeah.
His family's doing great, you know, and heading back to the hotel now, take his nap.
He's a good man, really enjoyed his time here. Just kind of getting to know many of the guys that graduated from Rochester over the years. I think of Rasmus Asplund, Victor mm-hmm. Olofsson, think of the more recent, you know, in Quinn and Paterka, and obviously Yuri Kulik, who we hope to see back in the lineup tonight, and maybe Isak Rosén gets that first NHL point if he's able to play tonight. It's just, you've lived it, Marty. You've lived the path, and I just think even, like, from our standpoint, it's really cool to watch how young professionals develop into whatever their career turns out to be.
And how they adjust to adversity. Like, Yuri Kulik took a big hit.
Yes.
And missed, you know, a little bit of time now. So if he comes back...
Linus had double hip surgery.
I know, exactly. Like, but it's the adversity. How do you bounce back? Bad game, play better. Injury, are you shy to play? Are you fully 100%? How do you get back to your high level? Mm-hmm. Or if you're Isak Rosén, like, you've gotten your calls up, but you haven't been able to break through in the way that you want, mm-hmm. and then you go back to Rochester and you perform well. So how do you respond to that adversity? I think that's what you want to see. But it's the same thing for, you know, everybody else. How does James Reimer respond to playing in consecutive games now?
Three in the last four.
Three in the
Reimer.
Last four. You're right. Utah, Winnipeg, and tonight. So, yes. You know, build in a little bit of a momentum or rhythm here for him.
And what do you think of the matchup with Cousins on the other side, where Ottawa's at in the race for wild card position, the fact that Buffalo has had two lopsided wins against the Senators this year, outscoring them 9-1 over the two games?
Yeah, no, I know that, look, when you talk about the Ottawa Senators, usually you talk about Brady Tkachuk not mm-hmm. Playing now because he's got a little, you know, body injury. Tim Stützle is having a great year. For me, the guy that, you know, he's on the line with Dylan Cousins is Drake Patterson. Mm-hmm. Drake Patterson has been really, really good. And for me, that's the guy to watch when you look at the Ottawa Senators. And the back end, it's Jake Sanderson. Look, he is fantastic. And I was hoping to see his dad, Jeff, in the dad strip, but I did not see him there this morning, so I don't know if he's, you know, joining later. But the good old Sandman, former Sabres, mm-hmm. You know, it would have been good to see him.
What else from an individual standpoint here from Buffalo based on how the trip ended in Winnipeg?
Ryan McLeod had 4 points, goal, three assists.
He has five in the two games against Ottawa this year.
Yeah, so I'm looking at how can Ryan McLeod continue to show that, look, he's a good third-line center, but maybe can play elevated if you need him. Mm-hmm. He's playing second line right now.
Yeah, it's, again, there's always opportunity for whoever is in the lineup. It could be even more pronounced tonight. It's Bald for Bucks night. We'll see you at 6:30.
C Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.